So we got Mike from Mariana's Trench joining us. How's it going today, Mike?
I gotta say it's going pretty well. How are you?
I'm not bad, not bad. Now, so you guys must love Northern Ontario for in the third time in a year and a half. You're coming back this summer for Stars and Thunder.
Oh, we have a great time there. I mean, Timmins in general, I remember last time I'd go for a nice walk, get some good food, and next thing you know, you're doing sound check and setting up for a show. And we haven't played a show we played one last week in Toronto for the first time in a while, and I realize how much I miss it. I love being on stage. And this is going to be our first one back in a full-length set in quite a while, and I can't wait.
So now, you kind of finished off your Astoria tour just north of here in Smooth Rock Falls, so have you really not done a whole lot since then, kind of taken a bit of a break?
We've been in the studio. We took a little bit of a break. Everybody needed to refuel. It was about 2 years of touring. Not solid, but pretty much, like 150, 160 shows or something. So it took a couple months to sort of recharge the batteries and then put a Rhythm of Your Heart, recorded and put that one out. And then since then, Josh has been in the studio every day and we're all popping by, you know, 3-4 days a week to join him and record the rest of our parts. But, you know, the working on the next album, it's coming along quite well, actually. The pace of progress is very good.
So I guess there's not really a timeline then for like a release date I can get out of you?
Yeah, we don't know for sure. We're not close enough to have put down a hard timeline, but hoping, you know, fall, late fall kind of thing.
Right on. So now, I know when you guys were here for Smooth Rock, we chatted a bit before that show, and you guys said, you know, Josh does a lot of the writing most of the time. Is that kind of the same process this time around?
Yeah, he'll come up with these ideas and then put down the bones of it on a track, and then we come in and tweak options on parts. Like, we don't really do a complete song, demo it. We just write it as we're recording it because it feels like it's more inspired that way. You're not trying to capture the magic from an earlier take. You just get it right the first time. And since we have our own studio, it's okay to take a little extra time in that process. You can tinker a bit. But we all just sort of pitch in with our thoughts, and then when we're performing our parts, on our respective instruments and singing our parts, we obviously add our personal touches too.
So this time around, you know, Astoria was kind of big and grandiose and had a lot of orchestral and like movie type soundtrack stuff in the interludes. What's the kind of theme, the mindset behind this one? Is it similar? Is it completely different? Is it more like a Rhythm of Your Heart?
There is a theme. I don't want to give it away yet. We'll save that. But yes, that's sort of what we've been doing for the last while. Is each, since after the first album, we've picked a theme for each one. Masterpiece Theater, sort of, you know, theater, music theater kind of thing. Ever After was that sort of fantasy fairy tale, and then the last one was that 80s adventure world kind of thing. So we do have a setting and a theme, but I don't want to give it away because we want to keep a bit of a surprise, and it's cool. It's sort of like the zenith for all of the stage and packaging, and their song influences, the songs are influenced by it as well. So yes to a plan, no, I cannot tell you.
I
haven't even told my mom.
I had to try, right?
Yeah, you did have to try.
So are there going to be any songs ready for playing while you're here for Stars and Thunder, or is it going to be waiting until the album's actually out?
I think we'll wait that. We'll be playing Rhythm of Your Heart, which is funny because we've only played that 2 times live, I realized, on New Year's Eve in Niagara Falls, and then last week in Toronto they have this iHeartRadio thing going on there, or Canadian Music Week.
Right.
That's what it was. And then now we get to actually play it in a full set, and it won't be minus 20, and we won't be, like, jammed into a lineup with 10 other artists. It'll be really fun to just play. It's funny, we have so many singles now. We were counting, and we've done, like, 21 videos or something like that.
Wow.
So it's actually, we're at a spot in your career where you kind of like got to cut some of them to make the set the right length. And it's going to get even harder when we have that new album finished. I don't know what we're going to do.
So who's the guy, like, the final decision maker on that? Or is it all like, hey, we're going to, you know, vote on here? Or do you guys get together and say, all right, we're all going to each pick 2 songs for sure that we want to play, and then the rest is up for voting? Like, how do you guys decide? Or how are you going to decide?
We usually all just brainstorm about it together, and it's not a one thing. In fact, I feel like usually I'll see it coming in when we're going to practice ahead of time. I don't want to practice 52 or 53 songs, so I'll say, hey, let's chip away and get a basic idea what the set list will be, and then maybe have a few options so you can, you know, get 20 songs up to show quality. And then just each day you kind of adjust it. Like last summer we threw Shake Trimp in back into a set and we hadn't played it for a while just because, like, on the show was a really weird line of a bunch of like 90s bands. We're like, all right, well, maybe it'll fit in this one. It's not too hard rock with this crowd. And then sometimes we just want to add to some of the album tracks from other ones because it's fun to play new stuff and they seem to go over well too, the ones we'll choose. It's a tough decision, but it's fun. It's fun to be able to have the versatility. I remember the first album, you're sitting there, you're like, oh my God, how do we play 75 minutes? We don't have that much stuff.
Right, that's when all the covers come in, right?
Yeah, we did a couple of covers. Good Vibrations, So It Goes.
Right. So what's different between a festival set and a tour set, or do you kind of keep them the same?
It's totally different. The festivals are different because you don't bring in the specific show design that you would on a tour because you're not trucking in semi-trucks, three or four semi-trucks worth of gear, and you also wouldn't be able to set it up because this is a multi-day festival, and there's tons of other bands that are going to be using the stage, so it's great bands, actually. And look at the lineup's so good. Our Lady Peace, the Arkells, who else did I see there that I really wanted to see? Julian Taylor's playing with us. He's great, too.
Right.
At 5440. There's so many favorites. Like, Dave Genn is from 5440, and he produced our first album and a couple songs of the second one. Rain from Our Lady Peace produced a couple songs of Masterpiece Theater. It's interesting. After a bunch of years in the Canadian music scene, it becomes like a big family, you know?
Right. So are you going to be able to stick around for any of these other artists, or is it kind of you're in for your day and then you're gone again?
I don't know what time our flight gets in the day before. If the flight the day before is early enough, I might try to catch something. I'm trying to figure out what day. I've got the lineup here.
Yeah, I think the day before is Blue Rodeo and Colin James, if I'm not mistaken, from you guys. So I think you guys are playing on the Tuesday.
Right. And then the next day, we leave the morning after our show. But we'll see. Is Virginia to Vegas on our day?
I believe they are, yeah. Virginia to Vegas is opening for you guys, too, yeah.
Yeah, and Julian. That's a fun lineup. I like those guys.
Right on. So, you know, what can, you know, anything else we can expect at a festival show? You know, other than, you know, maybe a different lineup, do you guys bring a different atmosphere? Do you bring anything fancy to the stage? You know, you don't bring all your tour stuff, but, you know, sometimes people bring beach balls or they go into the crowd. Do you do any of that additional stuff that maybe you don't do on tour?
Josh usually ventures a little into the crowd if the logistics allow it. He likes to get up close and personal like that. It's a big risk because I tell you, sometimes he comes out, like, not all of him is still there, but he loves doing that. There'll be some pretty fancy pants, I'm willing to bet. I mean, I don't know what I'm wearing at this point, but I'm going to make sure it's fancy and tight and, well, probably not white. It's summer.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you fall down in the mud once and you're done.
Or it just gets a little hot and...
Or that. Right on. Well, we really look forward to seeing you guys here again for the third time in a year and a half. And then keep coming back.
Thanks so much.